So we're going to work on some transitions now. So I'm taking it that you've warmed your horse up with a couple of walks and trots on both reins, and you've also warmed yourself up with a few stretching and bending exercises. I'm taking it also that you've given your horse a couple of minutes relaxation on a nice long rein. And so now we're going to start collecting up the reins, ready for some work on our transitions from halt to walk and walk to canter. So as you're walking around, I want you to soft focus. If you haven't listened to any of my other recordings, soft focusing is when you look at an object, but you don't actually take in any details of it. You're actually concentrating on your position, how you're moving with your horse, and you're actually looking inside your body for how it's feeling. So looking up, soft focus on something, think about lifting your diaphragm, shoulder blades back, just carrying your hands a couple of inches, making sure that you've got a nice soft forward feel on your horse's mouth. So it's like holding your hand with your horse's mouth very, very gently, and your hands just moving backwards and forwards as your horse walks. Working down your seat, just check that you're dropping your weight down into your heel and you can feel your calves lying gently on your horse's sides. Okay, so we're ready for a transition now. So if you're walking around, we're going to ask for the halt. So just shorten up your reins a little bit so you've got a little bit more contact on your horse's mouth. Think about lifting your diaphragm, sitting up tall, and gently squeeze your fingers around the reins, asking for your horse to halt. If they don't, then just shorten up your reins a little bit more and squeeze your fingers a little bit more tightly on the reins, and keep repeating this until your horse stops. As soon as he does, relax the contact on your rein and give them a little tickle on the neck with your fingers. Keep hold of your reins while you do this. Well done. So now we're going to go forwards into a walk. So looking up tall, soft focus again, lift your diaphragm, shoulder blades back, make sure you're relaxed on your seat, your lower legs drop down and around your horse, your calves are on your horse's sides. And when you're ready, give them a gentle squeeze with both your legs and forwards and into a walk. If they don't listen, give them a little bit harder squeeze. And if they still don't listen, gentle kick. And if they still don't listen, then give them a little tap behind your leg with your stick so that your horse walks on. As soon as they are, relax your hands, give them a little tickle and a pat, tell them that they're good. Right, we're going to do that transition again. So looking up nice and tall, we're going to go forwards into a halt. So shorten your reins, lift your diaphragm, drop your weight down into your leg, and squeezing your fingers on your reins forwards into a halt. Excellent. Now when you're ready, we're going to go forwards into a walk. So looking up tall, soft focusing, feel your calves on your horse's sides, give them a gentle squeeze and soften your fingers on the rein. Don't let your rein slip though, you still want a contact, but it's a soft forward contact. And forwards into a walk. Brilliant. So what we're asking for now, we're going to practice this a couple of times. And each time we want to get our aids softer and quieter. So in the end, you're practically whispering the aids to your horse, not shouting them. Now, when I say shouting, I don't mean with your voice. I'm talking about with your aids. So your aids are getting gentler and gentler and your horse is responding more quickly each time. So when you're ready, looking up tall, gathering up your reins, squeezing your lower fingers on the reins and forwards into a walk. Sorry, forwards into a halt, not forwards into a walk, forwards into a halt. And when you're ready, looking up tall again, gentle squeeze with your legs and forwards into a walk. Brilliant. Now we're going to go forwards into a trot. So collecting up your contact with your reins, looking up tall, so soft focusing, lifting your diaphragm, and when you're ready, a gentle squeeze with both your legs on your horse's sides and into a trot. If he doesn't listen, you have to get a little bit stronger with your leg, giving him a squeeze with both your legs. And if he still doesn't listen, then a gentle kick. And if he still doesn't listen, then a little tap with that stick until he does go forwards into the trot. Once you're in the trot, we're taking up a rising trot so you can move with your horse's back being nice and relaxed, start off with. So rising trot around the edge of the arena, just feeling that rhythm, looking up towards soft focusing, feel your body just moving with your horse, checking your hands really relaxed, your weight's down into your heel, your calves are on your horse's sides, but in a nice relaxed manner. Excellent. So now we're going to go forwards into a walk. So just shorten up your reins just a fraction. Squeeze your lower fingers on the reins so they go a slower trot. And once they're slow enough, just pop your seat down into the saddle, relaxing your seat, lower legs on your horse's sides, but nice and relaxed. And squeeze those reins until your horse goes back to a walk. If they don't, then you need to shorten your reins, take up a little bit more contact, and squeeze with your reins again. Keep squeezing until they stop. Excellent. Or go back to a walk. Excellent. So now we're going to go forwards into a trot again. So looking up nice and tall, shortening your reins if you need to, lifting your diaphragm, checking your contact with your calves on your horse's sides, and squeezing with both your calves into a trot. Excellent. Now remember, if they don't do this, you can squeeze harder or use your stick until they do. But remember, if you're using your stick, it's just a gentle reminder to listen to your leg. Excellent. So now we're going to go forwards into a walk. So looking up tall, soft focusing. Squeeze your fingers on the reins, a slower trot first of all. Pop your seat down into your saddle and forwards to a walk. Brilliant. Now practice this a few more times, and remember, each time your aids should get quieter and quieter, softer and softer, until you're practically whispering to your horse the slightest aids, and they should go straight forwards into a trot and straight forwards back to a walk. Excellent. So now you've practiced it and they're getting to listen to you a little bit more. Going to go forwards into a walk and changing the rein so you're going in the opposite direction. Now when you change your rein, make sure the change is very soft, not sharp corners. So just gently ask your horse to turn so they're going in the opposite direction. Okay, and on this rein, just collecting up your reins. We're walking on a little bit of a longer rein. So now we're going to shorten up the rein so your horse knows something's coming. Sitting up nice and tall, lifting your diaphragm, soft focusing, checking you've got your contact with your calves on your horse's sides. Then we're going to go forwards into a halt. So shorten up those reins, squeeze your fingers. If they don't listen, quickly shorten up your reins again. Gentle squeeze with those fingers and forwards into a halt and halting. And now we're going to go forwards into a walk. So looking up tall, soft focusing. Give them a gentle squeeze with both your calves, relaxing your fingers on your reins as you do it, but not letting your reins slip. Just make sure your hand's nice and forward and walking on. Excellent. Looking up tall. Now we're going to go forwards into a halt again. So collecting up your reins, checking you've got that feel on your horse's mouth. Lift your hand a little bit, squeeze with your lower fingers and forwards into a halt. If they don't halt straight away, shorten up your reins, squeeze again until they do go into a halt. Once they're in the halt, soften your fingers, give them a little tickle on their neck. Brilliant. Now we're going to go forwards into a walk. So looking up nice and tall. Think about lifting your diaphragm, checking your calves on your horse's sides, your weight's down into your heel. And walking on. So practicing this a couple of times again so that your horse is getting to respond very quickly. So forwards into a walk and forwards into a halt. Excellent. Now we're going to go forwards into a walk again. So sitting up tall, having your contact with your reins, squeeze with your lower leg and walking on. And now we're going to go forwards into a trot. So collect up your reins so you've got a bit of contact. Looking up tall, soft focusing, give a squeeze with your lower leg and forwards into a trot. Excellent. If they don't listen, remember you can use your leg a little bit harder or give them a little tap with that stick. Brilliant. Rising trot, letting your body just move up and down with your horse. Looking up towards soft focusing, checking that you're lifting your diaphragm, shoulder blades are back, carrying your hands with a nice soft contact. Your weight is down into your heel, your calves are on your horse's side, so just concentrate on that contact with your calf. Make sure it's really steady, not coming off and on, off and on. It's really relaxed around your horse's sides. Okay, we're going to go forwards into a walk again. So looking up tall, squeeze gently with your lower fingers so you come to a steadier trot. Then when you're ready, shortening up your reins, popping your seat down into the saddle, remembering your calves on your horse's side, and forwards into a walk. Brilliant. Now we're going to go forwards into a trot again. So when you're ready, collecting up your reins, carrying your hands, a gentle squeeze with both your legs, remembering these aids getting quieter and quieter, and trotting on. Excellent. Nice rising trot. Making sure your body's following your horse's movement. You're looking up tall, carrying your hands. And now we're going to go back into a walk again. So shortening up your reins. Squeeze gently with both your finger, with your lower fingers on the reins. Steadying that trot, sitting down on your bottom and forwards into a walk. Brilliant. Now, giving your horse a nice long rein, we're going to change the rein again. So remember, making sure that your turns are nice and soft and smooth and not sharp. Going to steer across the school. Excellent. So now we're on the other rein, making sure your horse is listening to you. We're going to start trying to get these transitions a little bit sharper so your horse is a little bit more off your leg. So looking up tall, collect up your reins so your horse knows something's coming. Lifting up your hands, squeezing with your legs and forwards into a trot. If they don't listen, tell them to come on. You've got to start concentrating now. Give them a little harder kick or a tap with that stick. Once you're into trot, rising up and down. Excellent. So now we're going to come back to a walk and almost straight away we're going to ask for the halt. So when you're ready, collecting up your reins so your horse knows something's coming. This is like a mini what's called half halt. So a half halt is a momentary collection. So you just shorten up your reins, have the contact with your horse's mouth and keep your leg on so you keep up that energy. So we're going to go forwards into a walk and squeezing with those reins, sitting on your bottom and back to a walk and then keeping the contact with your reins, keep that squeezing with your lower fingers and forwards to a halt. If they don't listen, shorten up your reins, squeeze with those lower fingers and forwards into a halt. Brilliant. Give your horse a little tickle on the neck, telling them they've done a good job, making sure your hands are nice and soft and relaxed. Now, looking up nice and tall, fixing your eyes on something, concentrating into your body. We're going to ask your horse to walk on and then just keep the aids on there so they go forwards and into a trot. So when you're ready, carrying your hands, very soft with your contact with your reins so that they're encouraged to go forward, squeeze with those calves and forwards into a trot. They don't listen, a little bit harder squeeze with your legs or a little kick or a tap with that stick. And off you go into a trot. Brilliant. And straight away into rising trot. Now remember, when you use your legs, you don't go from nothing to a great big kick. It's very gentle. Start with a soft squeeze and then harden the squeeze, then a little kick and then a tap with their stick. So you don't shock them and they've got time for their brains to go into gear so they know you've asked for something. So a rising trot. Now we're going to think about going from the trot forwards into a walk. So shorten up your reins so you have a contact. Steady the trot, so slow it down. So squeeze with your reins until they're going into a steadier trot, but not back to a walk yet. If they go back to a walk before you're ready, give them a squeeze again with your leg to make sure they go forward and keep that trot going. So once your trot is slower, Pop your seat down into the saddle, looking up tall, soft focusing, squeezing your fingers on those reins and forward into a walk for a couple of steps and then forwards into a halt. So just keep the aids on. They don't listen, shorten up those reins, keep your fingers on the reins, squeezing and forwards into a halt. Well done. As soon as they've halted, soften that rein contact, give them a little tickle with your fingers, tell them what a good job they've done. So now keeping their concentration, so keep looking up tall, shorten your reins, lift your hand up, pop your lower leg on your horse's sides very gently, just so that they know something's coming. You're going to ask to go forwards into a trot again. So looking up tall, lifting the diaphragm, squeeze with both your calves, give them a little kick if you need to, or a little tap with that stick, and forwards into a trot. Brilliant. Now remember, each time these aids should be getting softer and softer so your horse is really listening to you. Rising trot all around the edge, plenty of energy, so keep your legs on if you need to keep them going forwards, lifting your diaphragm, carrying your hands. Brilliant. Now we're going to go back into a walk. So when you're ready, steady that trot down, pop your seat down into the saddle, squeeze with your fingers and forwards into a walk. Giving them a nice long rein and a pat. Just going to change the rein so we're going in the other direction. So turning anywhere you like. Nice soft turn. Okay, and now we're on the other rein. When you're ready, we're going to go forwards from this nice long rein walk. We're going to collect up a rein. So we've got his attention. Something's going to happen. Now remember, that contact must be soft, like you're holding his hand through the reins to his mouth. Excellent. And when you're ready, lifting your diaphragm, squeeze with both your legs and forwards into a trot. Rising trot around the edge of the school. Looking up nice and tall, feeling your body, moving with your horse. And when you're ready, you're going to go forwards into a halt. So shorten up your reins, a bit more contact with your reins. Slow the trot down, get your seat in that saddle. Squeeze your fingers on the lower reins or shorten your reins if he's not listening. And forwards into a halt. So looking up tall, feel your body as you go forward into the transition. And halting when you're ready. Excellent, good. If they've halted nicely, give them a nice soft rein, but don't chuck your reins at them or let them lengthen. Give them a little tickle. Now we're going to go forwards into a trot. So looking up nice and tall. Feel your contact with your lower legs, lifting your diaphragm, soft with your fingers, squeezing with your calves now and forward into a trot. Well done, very good. Now remember, each time you're practicing this, you need to get softer and softer aids. So you're hardly moving anything and your horse is going straight off your legs. So when you're ready, from this lovely trot, we're going to go forwards into a halt. So make this the best one. Shortening up your reins, lifting your hand. Soft focusing so you're feeling your whole body. Popping your seat down into the saddle and forwards into a halt. Good, well done. Give your horse a pat and a nice long rein and then gently walking on around the edge of the school. I want you to carry on practicing this, trying to get your transitions from the halt into the trot back to the halt, making sure you're keeping your lower leg on so you keep the energy up through the transition and they don't just flop back down into a really relaxed, sort of staggering into the halt or the downward transition. So you're keeping your leg there so they keep active throughout whatever transition you're doing. Well done. Excellent.